dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
This is Jim Hansen sitting in for Frank Gaffney. We have the pleasure of being joined by Representative Elena Ross Leighton. She represents Florida's 27th District, was formerly the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs and now chairman of the Subcommittee on the Middle East and North Africa. Thanks for joining us, Representative.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for the opportunity. Lots going on all over the world.
And one of the areas I know you've had a particular focus on and always are very informative about is Cuba. And it appears they're asking now to be removed from the U.S. terrorism list. Could you tell us what their rationale is for that? Because last time I checked, they're bad guys.
It's unbelievable. They certainly do not deserve to be removed from the terrorism list. And I think that it's kind of a backlash when the State Department came out with their list, once again listing Cuba as a state sponsor of terrorism. They thought, okay, well then, right after that designation, they make the formal request to the State Department to be taken out from the terrorist list. It was incredibly ridiculous timing, like they always do. But let me tell you why they deserve to be on the terrorist list still. You know, just this past summer, there was a North Korean flagged vessel called the Cheongchum Gang, and this group in this vessel, what they were doing is they were transferring military equipment from Cuba to North Korea, and thank goodness it was stopped in Panama. It was under so many containers of sugar, and they had hidden MiG jets, you name it, whatever kind of missile, you know, arms, military equipment, and already just the fact that it's a North Korean flag vessel moving military equipment, that's already a violation of the UN security violations, multiple violations, and coming from Cuba through Panama, and they're hiding all of the shipment and what they had said then in North Korea and in Cuba. Oh, this is obsolete, you know, nothing kind of small arms. Well, once the inspection was done, they found that it was just a major illegal arms shipment from one rogue regime to another. And this tells us very clearly that the Cuban regime has not changed at all. If they had the financial ability, they would still be exporting revolution throughout the world. And in fact, that is exactly what they are doing in Venezuela. In Venezuela, we see armed thugs that are from the Cuban regime, and they're there to create havoc, to work with Nicolas Maduro, the so-called president of Venezuela who committed fraud to get elected, and he's receiving all this military help from his buddy Fidel and Raul Castro, folks who've never had an election either and have been with an iron grip in Cuba for over 50 years. And every day, human rights dissidents are getting rounded up, intimidated, persecuted, prosecuted in Cuba. The human rights violations have gotten worse. There have been thousands of arrests every month. He now has a catch and release program in Castro's Cuba. Before, you were given a sentence of maybe 25 years to life, but now he's found a better way to intimidate anyone who's in favor of freedom, democracy, human rights, and that is he harasses you, he detains you for a few days, and then he releases you, and your family's always wondering what's going to happen, is my mom or dad going to come back, and it's a way of controlling the population. Now they're in cahoots again with their long-lost buddy, the Russian regime. The foreign minister was just visiting Cuba. Why? Because Cuba voted with Russia and against Ukraine in the recent UN votes, and so the Russian foreign minister is thanking all of his pals, like in Nicaragua and in Cuba, for voting with him. So we see that Cuba continues to be a rogue actor, continues to be on the wrong side of history and aligning themselves with Iran, with Russia, with Venezuela, and other despot countries. So we're very worried that this administration has had a very soft approach when it comes to Cuba. And as we know, Cuba still has Alan Gross, an American citizen who's now serving his fifth year in detention. And Alan Gross's crime was no crime. He was a USAID contractor, an independent contractor with a private firm. And he was giving the tiny Jewish community in Cuba equipment for communications, and like laptops and phones and radios. And for that, he's now serving this long sentence. And I think the administration, the Obama administration, is trying to wheel and deal with the Castro regime to see what they can get for Alan Gross's life. And that's what Castro is thinking, too. Let's barter over this man's life. And it's very unfair. So we're very worried about the situation in Cuba that continues to deteriorate. And they certainly deserve to be on the terrorist list. And I can't believe the State Department is doing the right thing. It's kind of shocking.
Let's hope they continue to hold the line, because, I mean, that laundry list of disgraceful actions is hardly the kind of thing that should get you removed from the list. It ought to get you bumped up the food chain and maybe put you in, you know, the top of the list. Congresswoman, let me ask you another question here about one of the areas you've been focused on in your subcommittee. John Kerry's stellar efforts to go ahead and solve the world's problems and bring peace to the Middle East. How's that gone overall?
How's that working out for us?
Doesn't seem to be going too well from my perspective.
Well, the only effect that it has had, these relentless pressures on Israel to make concession after concession to the Palestinians when nothing has been asked to the Palestinians. What concessions have they made to get to peace? And the only thing that frequent flyer mileage program, which I guess is now the new standard for Secretary of States, is what have you done?
He will never catch Hillary, but...
That's right. They say, what have you done? And they always tell you about how many miles they've flown. What are we, part of the Admiral's Club at American Advantage? That is apparently now how you gauge the success of a Secretary
of State. Well, that's the only success they can state. You know, they haven't accomplished anything, so that's all they've got.
Yeah, and for Kerry, not only is he doing a great job with the frequent flyer miles, but what he has been able to accomplish is a unity government that's about to be signed, sealed, and delivered between Abu Mazen's Fatah party, and which is bad but could be worse, and really horrid party of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. So all of this loving and maneuvering and frequent flying, what have we gotten to show for it? Oh, great, a greater threat to Israel's security, because now we have a possible unity government between Fatah and Hamas, and the Palestinians say that they will continue to do all they can to get into international bodies at the UN. And we have a law that was passed. I passed it in the House, and Mitch McConnell passed it in the Senate, and the Palestinian Anti-Terrorism Act, which means what it says is if the Obama administration complies with the law, that any unity government that would have any member even of Hamas as part of it, they would not be eligible to receive any U.S. funds. Now, when I was chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, I was able to freeze the funds to the Palestinians, and they did not get the money that they were begging for, because this is a corrupt organization, and these are supposedly the good guys.
Is there any chance of that again? I mean, is there a chance we could shut that down?
Well, we're hoping that, if they go through with this unity government, the U.S. law is clear, but law does not seem to impede any action by Obama, the Obama administration. So I don't know what's going to happen, but we had also passed a law, remember, about UNESCO, that any agency in the U.N. that admit a non-existent state of Palestine as part of its membership would not get U.S. funds. Yet, last year, they almost got millions of dollars. It was part of the budget deal, and I was able to knock it out, and what that was one of the last changes to the budget plan. I said, no way are you going to get money to UNESCO. But every year the Obama administration is trying to get around that law and say, well, you know, it's this really isn't for the UNESCO itself, it's for the World Heritage Sites, and they're always trying to find something. And now what I think that they'll do with this unity government is they'll say, well, this guy is not really a Hamas leader, he's just a Hamas bureaucrat, but the law is clear. It says, if you got a unity government with Hamas, you don't get any money. So we're always propping up Abu Mazen, who is a failed, corrupt leader, as being the moderate for the Palestinians. And I guess so. You know, I mean, compared to Attila the Hun, I guess he's a moderate. But
that shouldn't be our standard, though, Congresswoman.
Yeah, that should not be, especially when they're going to be receiving millions of dollars of taxpayer funds. That's the thing. We're not just telling them, we're not saying what they should or shouldn't do. It's just that you do whatever you want, but you're not going to do it with our money.
Right. Well, we appreciate you fighting the good fight, and we're going to have to finish there and just wish you good luck in your efforts to keep the Cubans and the Palestinian terrorists and the rest of these people at bay.
Well, Jimbo, thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity, Jim.
Oh, we appreciate it, and you were informative and entertaining as always. This was Representative Elena Ross-Leighton from Florida's District 27.
Next up, we will be talking with my good friend, Mr. Bill Raggio, proprietor of the Long War Journal.
You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.